peace, love, light, wisdom, guidance, discernment, and blessings. Beautiful souls in this world, because you don't know we are not of this world, okay? Here is your host, Coolie Baby Amadea. You don't know the tinga already. And welcome to Coolie Baby Express's podcast. We're on season 2. I just be so excited as, you know, just seeing how God is like, having this thing go consistently. I'm telling you, it is not me. It is the Lord our God himself. Because let me tell you, if him left you up to me, listen. But here we are in season 2 on episode 11. Episode 11, y'all. Episode 11. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And you know that each season has a total of 17. You already know. Don't even ask the question, okay? Why 17, Cool? You should already know, okay? So we know that each season has 17 episodes to it. And here we are on episode 11. What? We flying through this season, okay? But this was really a season that God was like, you know, going more into detail about things. And I love it. I love it so much. So as you can see here on this episode, we are talking about two things that we as people, right, we tend to unintentionally want to take hold of, leech onto, and all these things. But I come here today to edify you, and that way you can have deliverance in the mighty name of Yeshua. Because these two things, God says it is not for us to have, it is not what he has for us, and so we need to let it go in Jesus' mighty name, right? So we're talking about shame and guilt. Amen. We're talking about shame and guilt. And y'all already know I like to dive in. So we're going to dive in. And you also know that I like to dive in going scriptural, going into scripture. Because as Jesus said, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you did not know, scriptures is only about Jesus. Like even in the beginning, before Jesus came to earth in, you know, human form, the scriptures, it's about him. It was about him even from the beginning. You just gotta have that spiritual eyes to see. And if you haven't even thought about it that way, I do challenge and recommend you to now go back and read, you know, the New Testament before Jesus came about, and you will see. Pray about it before you do it, and ask God to open your eyes. Ask him to show you what you've missed, and you will see. It's always been about Jesus. Always. Oh, and Jesus even said it. Look at the scripture. Jesus even said that you read the scriptures not knowing that the scriptures are about me. It's always been about me. Okay? Jesus said, it's been about me. It's about me now. And it's going to be about me forever. All right? Y'all not hearing Jesus now. So the first thing I want to dive in saying is how guilt, it causes us to hide from God. Okay, it makes us want to hide from the only person that can redeem us, the only person that can change us, the only person that can renew and transform our hearts and our mind. We tend to hide from that only one, right, that can make a change and a difference in our lives. Okay, let's go to Genesis. We're in Genesis chapter 3, verses 7 through 11. Okay. It reads, then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Adam and Eve. Remember, they were in the garden. They ate the fruit they shouldn't have, and they heard God come. And what did they do? They hid. They hid. They thought that, I should hide from God, because they knew what they had done, right? All right. So, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. Right, they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Like, they didn't know God was gonna know where they at. Like, what? Like, Adam, especially you, Adam, like, you know God, like, you and God is here, and you hiding behind a tree, like, you know God not gonna see you. Then the Lord God called to the man. You see how he called Adam first? Listen, all my men out there, you are called to be a leader. You are called to be the head of your household, okay? This is who God called you to be, number one, the head of your household. If anything in your household happens, guess who God gonna go to? You, because he's gonna hold you accountable for that wife that you took into your hand to become one with. He's gonna hold you accountable for those children that you planted that seed and had. You know what I'm saying? God is gonna come at you because you are the leader and the head. So you see how God, that's a whole nother thing now. So then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "Adam, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" And we all know how it happened from there. Okay, the reason why Adam and Eve hid themselves is because they felt guilt of doing what they knew not to do. So let me help somebody, okay? If you're struggling with guilt, I just feel so guilty because could it be that you're guilty because you utilize your free will and decided to do, partake, indulge, entertain something, someplace, someone that you knew already it wasn't right, that you knew already that God is not approving it, that you knew already before doing it? Could it be that? Could many of us be struggling with guilt due to our own decisions, due to our also we're putting ourselves in such a situation to feel guilty and shameful? Could it be? It's just a question for you to evaluate within yourself, honestly. Could it be that it's me that's allowing me to struggle with guilt? Because I already knew what shouldn't have took place, what shouldn't have transpired, what I shouldn't have allowed myself to be a part of. But I did anyway, and now I'm stuck with guilt. Now I'm stuck with shame. Right? So that's something, because many of you, some of you, that probably is not the case, but for many of you, that may be, right? And so, you know, it's very important for us to have that. God said he gave us power, love, and a sound mind, okay? Clarity in your mind, consciousness of his truth, of his word, to know what's right and what's not right. What to do and what not to do. And not just what's right and what's wrong, but what is his good, pleasing, and perfect will for your specific life. Because what he has willed for my life may not be the same that he has for your life. So what may be right for me through the eyes of God, some people may be like, "Oh, why would you do that?" But if God told me, that I'm doing it. You understand? So when I say right and wrong, I mean God's will for your specific life. Amen. So moving on, repentance. This, if first of all, if we're not repenting every day, we gotta change it. We gotta change it. You guys know when I speak as a whole. I speak as a unity, right? We have to change if we do not repent every day. If you're not repenting every day throughout the day, I would definitely recommend. I think I said this last episode. Every night before you sleep, before you close out that day, repent, because there's things that you have done, thought, and said unknowingly or knowingly that did not, it wasn't approving or pleasing to God or his kingdom or his will, and you don't want to like just carry on with life. You want to make sure you repent, because guess what? You're gonna have to take account for those things. You will. So repentance rids of it. Rids of what? Shame and guilt. It rids of it. It gets rid of it. Listen, this is the word of the Lord. It gets rid of it because God forgives and removes guilt and shame. When you repent for whatever you're guilty about, or just, you know, whatever you've done that led up to that spirit, that led up to that shame and that guilt, whatever you've done, if you repent, beloved, God forgives. My God, let's take it to scripture, because y'all don't believe me, right? So we in Psalms 32, verse 5, and it reads, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Okay? God will remove. Once you confess, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Once you confess, confession is repenting. Okay? And then that just means to change what you've done. Which means if it comes up again, because the enemy works that way. Okay? He will go to God and say, oh, your so-called child, your so-called son, your so-called daughter, they not strong. They not this. I'll do it again, and they're going to do it right again. Again and again and again. You know what I mean? Like, repentance, confession, and changing. We know it in scripture when it says, if my people who are called will repent and turn from their wicked ways. Turn means to turn away, like change. So you can't say, oh, I repent with the intention in the mind to go do something again. And maybe you repent and don't have the intention in the mind to do. Maybe you have the intention in the mind not to do it again. But then when you get to, right, that place and that space that you did that thing, and then you have the chance to like, oh, this, I shouldn't do this. But your flesh is like, right then and there, you have the free will to utilize that. Are you going to do it or not? No one can make you do anything. No one but you. Which means the things that we go through, like the decision that we make, we cannot blame no one else but ourselves. Even if someone is like, oh, even if you're like, oh, well, they told me this, or they persuaded me, whatever. This is why we got to pray for discernment on a daily basis. This is why you got to have an intimate relationship with God. God is not going to leave you hanging, beloved. I'm telling you this. There was one time in my life when I wasn't seeking God like I should have. I still had a heart for him, but I wasn't doing or living how I should have. And no, I didn't have discernment. No ma'am, no ham, no turkey, meneva avi. All right? But then when I repented, right? Changed the things I did, changed the people I hang with, changed the places I went. When I changed my life, and I allowed him to be the steering, like to steer the steering wheel of my life, then he started to give me discernment. I could discern if someone was not who God says I'm supposed to be with or around. I started to discern if I was about to, you know, apply for a certain job. But God would tell me, no, you do not work there. Do no. And I would strongly know it. You see how I said feel it? You see how I didn't say feel it? I would strongly feel it. No, I would strongly know it. Because God will give me the discernment in my spirit, and the Holy Spirit will confirm for me that it's either a no-no or it's a yay-yay. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, once you repent, that literally rids your guilt and your shame. So, if you are struggling with guilt and shame, honey, you don't have to. All you got to do is repent. And turn. Repent and turn. Repent and turn. Hey, repent. Hey, repent and turn. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Repent and turn. All right? And so one thing I want to mention, one thing we all are guilty of, there's one thing that we all, when I say all, I mean all, whether you're yellow, black, blue, green, brown, in a matzah, okay? All of us are guilty of something. Do you know? I bet a lot of you said it already. All of you, Jesus, all of us, God, all of us, because I'm definitely included in this. All of us are guilty of sin. We all are. I don't care how righteous you think that you are. The Bible tells us that even the most righteous person on their most best righteous day is like a filthy rag to God. And let me tell you about me. I have OCD, y'all. Okay? So I can't really touch. And my husband would tell you. Because listen, in this house, I know he'd be tired of me every 17 seconds if he's trying to touch. I'm like, you wash your hands? Or listen, it's crazy. But a filthy rag? Me not even like touch nothing like so. No. Right? God says our righteousness is like a filthy one. Like, he didn't just say a dirty rag, like a dirty rag. Or he said it's filthy. Okay, there's a difference between dirty and filthy. There's a difference. Go search it up. It's a difference. So God says it's filthy to him. It's filthy, right? And so we see here in Romans chapter 3, verse 9, and it reads, "What then? Are we better than they?" You can already, like, you know, hear that it's like, oh, well, I'm a believer, but they don't believe in God. They show that they don't believe in God. But listen, what then? Are you better than they just because you believe and they don't? Not at all. For we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks are all under sin. That's everybody. Everybody. I know you're probably like, well, I'm not a Jew. I'm not a Greek. Listen, you got to know where you come from. You have to know your genealogy. You have to know, like, the background of just right now. Like, life didn't just start with you. You understand? Life didn't just begin right here. You gotta know where you come from. My grapes, he's big up yourself, grapes. He always said this and it never left me. You have to know who you are, where you come from, and where you are going. If you don't know the answer to any of those three things, you don't know yourself, and you need to start knowing, especially if you're an adult. You need to be knowing this so you can teach the next generations to come. And then if you're someone who's not married, and one day you do, you know, have the desire to and believe that it's in God's will for you, and, you know, if you're meeting somebody, listen, you need to ask them those three questions. If they can't answer that, you might need to, like, let them learn they self, and, you know, don't waste each other's time. And that's just my opinion, but you gotta know. You have to know. This is all of us. No matter where you come from, what your culture is, who you are, how you grew up, it doesn't matter, none of those things. We all are guilty of sin. Okay? And so having an intimate relationship helps to remove shame and guilt. Okay? Because we will all fall short. We will all fall short of the glory of God. Scripture tells us that we will all fall short. Why? Because of what we just read in Romans 3:9. All of us are guilty of sin, which means we're all going to fall short, right? But as I was saying, having an intimate relationship with God, going to God in the secret place, talking to God like you would talk to your desired spouse, your desired, you know, best friend or whatever. Just you know, God, you don't got to look at God like, oh, he's somebody that I gotta come professionally to, or he's somebody that I gotta, you know. No, God is your friend. Scripture tells us that he's our friend. Okay? God is so many things to you. He's your father. He's your teacher. He's your counselor. A lot of y'all need a therapist, okay? And God is that. You understand? Holy Spirit is that. You understand? He's your friend. He is your friend, beloved. And so once you deal with him and treat him and talk to him as such, you will see amazing wonders of God in your life. All because you're starting to become intimate. You don't look at him as this invisible being that I know. You look at him deeper than that. You look at him more than that, because it becomes an intimate relationship, as it should be, right? So once you have that intimacy, that intimate relationship, I'm telling you, not to say you're never going to fall short, because scripture tells us you will fall short, but many of those things you would normally fall short about without having an intimate relationship, you won't, because God will give you the discernment. God will give you the discernment to walk uprightly. He will give you the discernment, and he will give you the tools and the wisdom, okay, and the knowledge to walk uprightly as he desires that you do. God is not going to make, God, the Bible tells us God don't, he don't tempt us to do wrong things. No, he's not going to say, oh, let me do this so you could, let me see if you're going to, like, fall. God know we're going to fall. So he's not going to tempt us to do wrong things. Anything, he's going to teach us how to walk uprightly. He's going to teach us how to be more like Christ. Okay? So having that intimate relationship is very highly important. And I recommend that you start building a relationship with God. And if you already have one, that is great, but you don't stop. keep building it. As long as you have breath in your body, there's more to go when it comes to this walk. When it comes to having an intimate relationship with God, is more to go. We don't know everything about God. I don't care if you're 99 and serve God your whole life. There, we can never know the fullness of God because we just cannot comprehend it, right? But so as long as you have breath in your body and your lungs, there's always more to go, more to learn, more to see, more to experience in Christ, in this journey, in this walk, right? Of righteousness, I'm telling you. And so I just want to end it with this. Instead of hiding, y'all, literally, because I know we tend to condemn ourselves, and sometimes a lot of us are sensitive, you know, and we instantly or naturally feel condemned by certain situations, just by the way they play out, or just by the way somebody say or said something, or just by the way, you know what I'm saying? A lot of us feel that way. But let me tell you something. Instead of hiding, bring it forth to God in repentance, literally. And repentance is not something that you got to think so hard on, literally. Father, I am so sorry, Lord. I don't know what I was thinking, oh God. Honestly, Father, I wasn't thinking. But I truly am sorry, Father. Search my heart, O God, and remove all things that is not of you from out of me. I am repenting to you, God. Help me and give me the strength to not do this again because I don't want to, Lord. Take the taste out of my... This is how you repent. And God hears you and he moves according to what you are asking of him. Okay, he is not a teacher or a friend or a father that's just going to hear you and be like, okay, and go back to sipping his tea. No, God is a God that when you come to him, the Bible says, draw nigh to me. That means come close to me and I will come close to you. So in other words, God is waiting on you, beloved. You're not waiting on God. God is here. He's knocking at the door of your heart. He's there. He's waiting on you. So we don't have to carry guilt and shame. We will always fall short. But when you do, your job is to repent. Your job is to know that you are like a filthy rag, no matter how righteous you think you are. And your job is to repent. And I personally recommend repenting on a daily basis. A daily basis, because we all need it. Like I said, even if you feel like you went through a day and you didn't do, think, or say nothing, let me tell you how at some point you did. Because what did Romans tell us? Romans 3, chapter 9, tell us that we all are guilty of sin, right? So, beloved, repent. This is how you get rid of guilt. If a lot of you are probably struggling with it, and you don't have to anymore. Once you are underneath the sound of my voice on this episode, this is your confirmation. This is your breakthrough. This is your deliverance. You don't have to be suffering from guilt anymore. You don't have to be suffering from shame anymore. The Lord said it's not yours to carry. Let it go. Amen. Let it go. And your job is just to repent. Repent and turn. Remember, repent and turn. Turn from the thing that allowed you to even step into that guilt, step into that shame, turn from it, right? So I love you guys so much. This was such an edifying episode. My God, I love you guys. Thank everyone that's tuning in. If you're watching the visual or listening to the audio, big up yourself. Thank you for tuning in, y'all. We are literally flying through the season, and I pray that you are actually applying what God speaks, because that is the only way we, you know, can see, feel, experience the elevation in Christ in this walk, right? And not just like material wise, but spiritually. My God, when you elevate in the spirit, yo, you know it and you feel it, and it manifests in the natural. I'm telling you, we ain't talking about no new age manifest now. We're talking about the manifestation of the living God, of the living word. You understand? So continue to apply these things and see how God moves, see how he transforms you from the inside out, and then the things and the people around you, beloved. I'm telling you. I love you guys so much. Make sure if you have not tuned into Moving Monday, you want to. Every Monday we are meeting live stream 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay. And all the other movements that God is doing, it will be down here. Make sure you go to the website www.cb17vision.com. That is cb17visions.com. I love you guys so much. Bless up yourself. Kuli Bibidea, and I will see you on the next episode. Be blessed, everybody, and let go of that guilt. Let go of that shame. I love you. Mwah.
Thanks for watching this episode of Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. If you have not tapped in to Moving Mondays, tap in every Monday. Digital releases 5:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Coolie Baby merch, music, sessions, and more, go to the website www.cb17visions.com. We will see you on next week's episode on CBE Podcast. Be sure to join us every Saturday, 6:45 Eastern Standard Time. And remember, take the word to God for revelation.